این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
May 13, 1984. Place Hosseiniyeh Jamaran, Tehran. If Iran takes a step towards the U.S. and the Soviet Union, all will praise Iran. Unfortunately, some clerics affiliated to Islamic states work to debilitate Muslims. They cannot attack Islam at an Islamic center. They attack Iran that wants to implement Islam. The judge in some countries invites, in contrast to the Holy Quran, not in explicit manner, but implicitly, thus separating Muslims. This judge is an oppressive judge.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. I'm your host, Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi, with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the Hajj. In one of his speeches, talking about the importance of the Hajj and the spirit of the Hajj, Imam Khomeini mentions that a Hajj without spirit, movement and uprising, a Hajj without bara'ah, declaring immunity against the politists, a Hajj without unity, and a Hajj that cannot destroy kufr or unbelief and shirk, which is politism, is no Hajj at all. In this part of his speech, obviously, he's talking about the main spirit of the Hajj, the philosophy of the Hajj, the goal of the Hajj, the aim of the Hajj, and that is that this Hajj should bring a bara'ah in me. We have a chapter Tawbah, or it is known as chapter bara'ah, declaring immunity against the politism. We need to declare this. We need to show our bara'ah, or declaring the immunity against the politism, against the arrogant powers, against the oppression, all kinds of oppression and arrogancy. This bara'ah should be for them. And the politists, because they refuse to submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because they are arrogant towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this arrogance makes them to refuse accepting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's why they're known as politists.
Ya Rabbana salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi
sallallahu alayhi.
This bara'ah is against this arrogance, any kind of arrogance that takes us away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to do this bara'ah. We need to declare immunity against these kinds of arrogancy. On the other hand, he talks about the unity. The Muslim ummah is one nation. No matter in today's world we have Sunnis, we have, for example, different schools in the Sunnism, we have Shia Sunni discussions, but as a Muslim, we all are one. When we go to the Hajj, we perform the same rituals. We pray our daily prayers facing towards one Kaaba. It's not different Kaaba, it's one. We all pray 5-time prayers. We all believe in the Prophet as Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as the Prophet or the Messenger of God. So therefore, the Hajj without unity does not have any sense. And also he says that the Hajj that cannot destroy the kufr and shirk, You know, sometimes we deny. For example, the simple example is obviously we have different types of shirk. There is an apparent shirk, which is the polytheism, and there is a hidden. The hidden shirk or polytheism is that when I need something, I go towards the other, whereas I should go first and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the help. Therefore, if we do not have all these things in the Hajj, then this is not at all a Hajj.
As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.
Never forget to say, La ilaha.